You're an aficionado of the ukulele, aren't you, Tanya Batt?
I am.
Oh, no, let me turn your microphone on. There, that's better.
There, I can say it with much more gusto.
Yes.
I am.
Yes, I'm mixed on the instrument myself.
Yes, popularity has pushed some people to the edge.
Yes, that's
when accurate. Think about the ukulele and then think about the recorder. Which one would you rather live with in a perpetual
hell? Oh, yeah, no, there's no contest there. The recorders are the instrument of the devil.
Oh. Well, yeah. I'm single-handedly trying to bring them back into popularity at the moment, but the ukulele played badly is much better than the recorder played badly.
Yeah, you get, you know, your 30 children squawking out of tune on those horrible plastic recorders. It is a thing of evil.
There are people in asylums.
Yes, there are. Anyway, you weren't here to talk about vexatious musical instruments.
No, something much better and
bicycles.
Much more pleasant to the ear.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever complained about the noise a bicycle makes.
I don't know. I've complained about the noise my bicycle makes. You get those annoying clacks.
Oh, okay.
And I listen to stuff when I ride, and then yeah. Every once in a while I don't, and then you go, jeepers, how long have I been making that noise?
Right.
Mm. Mm. Are you a listener? Do you listen while you ride?
It's amazing how important your ears are when you cycle, which is why it's really distressing when you see people cycling around plugged in.
Well, that's what I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
How do you listen to anything?
Well, I listen to podcasts. That's fantastic.
I'm listening to the traffic coming up behind me and people yelling. And...
Yeah, don't worry about what's behind you. It's what's in front that's the problem. You know, it's no different that people listen to the radio in their car up loud.
I know. I do sometimes when I do long kind of, you know, tour cycling, I'll put one ear thing in. But I do like one ear out just to hear what's
just
going
to
on around
know what's
me.
Going on. Yeah, hear those trucks whizzing up behind.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
You don't want to be caught on the wrong side of the verge with the truck behind you.
And cycling, I can never keep up. Do we have cycling week, cycling day, cycling month?
You know, it did start as cycling week, but it goes to show the rise of popularity in cycling because for the last few years it's been cycling month, and February is always National Bike Month in New Zealand. And we, well, seemingly have a bit of a long-standing tradition. I have, in terms of my connection with the island, organising cycling events now for about 10 years, largely because I just like cycling and I feel sorry. I think some people might not have, you know, they might have missed out.
Yes.
Yeah.
So cycling month, we're into it.
That's it. It's off. And it's leap year, so you get a whole extra day this year.
Excellent.
Of cycling month.
Yeah. So we've got a few events planned.
We have, and they actually start this weekend. We're going to have our Cycle Fest, which is, I think, in its third or fourth year now. It's a little, you know, discreet but exuberant cycle festival down at Blackpool around the hall. We have the car boot sale on the Sunday morning, in case people are wondering where Blackpool Reserve is. And that's going to be on the Monday morning. And basically, you know, anyone who's cycling affiliated heads down there with the Waiheke Mountain Bike Club and Cycle Action Waiheke and Darlene and Chris at the e-cycles. So the cycling community go down there. We set up maintenance tents, games, a bit of storytelling, of course, because I'll be there. And it's just a chance to drop in, have your bike checked over, hang out with other cyclists. We actually have Bigfoot coming across courtesy of Auckland Transport, and they're bringing a whole trailer of bikes. So if you're feeling like you don't have a bike and you can't join in, that's not the case.
Good stuff. So people can ride around the park.
Ride around the park. It's a great spot down there. I'm setting up the cycle treasure hunt. I've got two woofers in the office at the moment getting that one sorted. So you can come down and pick up a card. And I've that treasure hunt set up that it runs from Alison Park down to the Marae and all along the foreshore of the Esplanade. We had rather hoped to have the Esplanade shut for the day, but there seemed to have been a bit of a hiccup on Auckland Transport's front.
What is a surprise.
That's right. That's right.
Imagine that.
I know.
Who
never mind.
Thought? Who would have thought?
I'll have to put a few signs up just warning people that there might be a few extra
really?
Cyclists.
That's a shame that that couldn't happen.
I know. We were really looking forward to having it. Anyway, it is what it is.
Yep.
I'm not going to have a half glass empty thing going on. So, and there'll be prizes. And we've got Kathy Voiles, actually. She's a New Zealander, but she's been out in the Netherlands for the last 25 years, and I've spent quite a bit of time with her in the cycling capital of the world, and she's doing a cycling pop-up wheelie cool snacks thing. So
okay.
You get hungry when you're cycling, of course.
Yeah.
In fact, this is one of the great, you know, offshoots of cycling is you can eat whatever you like, whenever you like, and how much of it you want, really, with no guilt, because you know your thighs will make good use of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then later in the week, you speaking of food and cycling, you have the commuters' breakfast.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I never get there in time.
You have
I'm
to
always
pass.
Like rushing on.
Well,
to
we
the
do
boat.
Run alongside people, you know.
Yeah.
And thrust the coffee and muffin.
You're trying
in
to balance your bike and your helmet and your ticket and a coffee
and the war finger. going, get off your bike, don't ride your bike on the wharf.
Yeah.
We'll have that this year. So yeah, we'll be down there. And again, Auckland Transport have very kindly supported that. So we'll have coffees and muffins and just general good cheer to encourage people. Goodness knows what will happen when the whole of Waiheke sees the error of their ways and decides to, they want to take their bikes to Auckland.
Yeah, well, I'll have to get up a bit earlier to get there in time this year. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I think there was a period where on the boat it was crazy.
With all the bikes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I was counting regularly 18 or 19 bikes on the back of the boat, and there just wasn't room.
They need to start designing the boats with bikes in mind.
Well, that's interesting too, isn't it? Because for a while we had those things on the front of the buses, but no longer.
Oh, have they all gone? That's a pity.
I think there might be a couple of buses left with them on, but certainly not to the point where you could rely on
being there. As a regular thing. I think actually there was some issue around, from my understanding, they're obscuring some important part of the bus and they were taken off and then some of them refitted. But yes, there's a lot more thought now going into cycling infrastructure here on the island and in Auckland as well with the various things. So let's hope that we see more bike facilities on our boats. Mind you, there's some of the boats that are just deathly, like the Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah, the Jet Raider. That's a terrible boat to have a bike on.
Yes.
Having to carry a bike down through there. Mm. Now, the e-cycling, and I know you've got an event which we'll talk about, but that must be a nightmare, carrying those big, heavy things around.
They are. I'm supporting, now it's a long-standing shoulder injury, thanks to my e-bicycle, but it's offset by the fact that it is a commuting option from where I live out at Awaroa. And actually, the technology around e-cycles is changing all the time. So these days, you can actually fit them out, electric kits, onto well-designed bicycles that are light.
Well, there was the case just last week, wasn't there, of in a cycling race.
Hidden motor. Yes.
Yeah, motor-assisted bicycles.
It doesn't give e-cyclists a good name, does it?
No.
It's almost as good. What's his name taking all those drugs in the Tour de France?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I love that. What was his name? Who took...
I should know that. Lance Armstrong. Yeah.
And a little quote, someone said, I don't know why everyone's making such a fuss about Lance Armstrong and drugs. He said, when I'm on drugs, I can't even find my bike, let alone ride it.
So you've got an e-cycle event as well this year.
We are. We're embracing e-cycles.
This is kind of like how the beach races started having sea legs.
Funny little line, isn't there, between I wouldn't kind of put e-bikes in the same category as sea legs.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Oh, well.
I mean, there's, quite a price discrepancy. And I think you'd find that most people who ride e-cycles don't also have a sea legs. I don't think there's any correlation out there between the ownership of those two.
You do see people with their e-bikes wound up quite significantly and very little pedalling going on.
Well, yes, and I think it's each to their own, really. You can't tell people how to ride a bike.
It must be tempting.
I would feel like a real git sitting on a bike, not pedalling, quite frankly. actually, out at Awaroa, if I didn't put in a considerable amount of pedal power on my e-cycle, it would never make it. It's, the battery for those hills, you just need to be able to pedal as well. So, but yes, it's great. We're going to, there's actually one of the residents out at Awaroa is going to do a little transport challenge. We're hoping he's going to do it on Go By Bike Day. And he's going to ride his e-bike in from Awaroa. And my other neighbour is going to drive his electric car in, and they're going to demonstrate that actually by the time you bring a car in, park it in the long-term car park and walk down, there's hardly any time difference between riding an e-bike in and bringing a car in. So it's kind of trying to change people's mindset around cycling, that it is a viable commuting option, whether it is an e-bicycle or just a normal pedal-powered bicycle as well. So
yeah, well, certainly time-wise, it's faster for me to ride my bike than it would be to go any other way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with the traffic like it is in summer on the island.
Yeah.
The Onioroa congestion.
And in town, it's infinitely quicker. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Have you been to check out that Pink Sky Park?
I ride over every day now.
Do you? I haven't been up on it yet.
It's kind of out of my way. It's to be honest, a bit pointless.
Yes, I've had a few people say that.
Because it's, there's already the Grafton Gully one,
right,
which kind of starts at the same point and ends at the same point. So I didn't really get the point of it, but it is quite pleasant, and I go that way. I go out of my way to go that way just to kind of use it, really.
Do you think it's sort of a bit more of a bit of an advertisement sort of thing? Because it seems a lot of money to spend when it's all so much cycling infrastructure needed.
Yeah, and I just think it could have been connected up to the roads around it in a much better way.
Hmm.
Because you kind of have to end up, as I say, going to the same point where you use the Grafton Gully. And as it seemed to me, there would be other points of access that they could have incorporated into it. But nevertheless, it's there.
Well, it's all something, I guess. Making biking more visible.
Yes.
Bright pink.
That is bright pink.
So
I'll give it that.
People will see it wherever they are.
So we've got the Cycle Fest.
We've got Go By Bike Day on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Although we'll be just giving kind of rewards to those people down who are commuting with their bikes into town. You know, anywhere on the island, you know, if you're old enough to ride your bike to school, be a great day. We will be giving out spot prizes to people seen on their bicycles on Wednesday.
And then when is your e-cycle event?
That's the end of the month, 28th.
Right.
So if you've already got an e-bike, you can just book and come along, and the cost is just associated with having your picnic, because we'll supply the picnic. But if you're keen to try out an electric bicycle and see just how far you can actually get on them, then Chris and Darlene are offering some great deals at e-cycles for the day. But you need to get in, because they do get busy with their... You see all those visiting people on electric bikes whizzing around, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. And are there other events in between?
Yep, the Cycle to the Cinema. Actually, that's going to be the same day as the electric, you know... Because even though it's electric, we will be a little, I'm sure people still will be a little bit knackered when they get back to the centre of the island. So we'll all go and sit in the cinema and watch people in a movie riding a bike, which is so much more relaxing than riding.
What's the movie?
Well, it's a mystery. I've sent Sylvan a long list of cool bike movies and asked him what he can actually source for us.
Yep.
But we've had some great ones over the years. We had a great documentary called Bikes for Africa, which was about an initiative taking out recycling bikes and taking them out to various countries in Africa and upskilling local people in bicycle maintenance and then giving bikes to people, which just had amazing transformative effects, because you can cover... They actually say that, I don't know if we talked about this before, that the bike was responsible for a diversification in the gene pool. Because, you know, historically, if you were kind of, you know, living in a small village and you were working, your opportunities of meeting and kind of getting out of your village to see anyone else was remote. You'd basically date somebody within that radius. But then when the bike came along, well, you could jump on the bike and whiz 20 miles down the road. And so suddenly the bike kind of led to this incredible mixing of genes.
Okay.
Which is probably lucky for us as humans, really.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so...
I won't go as far as saying...
Only tonguey, watch out.
That's right. I won't go as far as saying that people who don't ride bikes are inbreds, but, you know. But anyway, we're very grateful this year. The Waiheke local board has come to the bike party. Got some keen cyclists there, and they're doing a lot for cycling infrastructure on the island as well, and they're supporting the event along with Auckland Transport. So it's great to have that event supported at that level by our community.
So where do people go to find the list of events and details and so on?
Well, you can see in the local newspapers. We've got some regular advertising there. We've been plastering the island with this beautiful poster that Phil Cockfield made based on the lovely 19. You can't see that, can you? As always, pretty with radio. I'm holding it up to the microphone.
It was the second poster we've talked about on air this morning.
That's so, right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. As people try and look down the waves. By Phil Cockfield, 1950s poster there. And you can go to Facebook, to the Once Upon an Island Trust Facebook page. We've got the program posted there. And I'm doing regular postings through social media as well. So just stop me in the street. I'm the person on the bright orange bike. As some guy said to me yesterday as I tried to hail him as a bicycle, he goes, "Are you that crazy lady who's doing all that bike stuff?" And I went, "Yeah, that'd probably be me."
Yes. Excellent. It's a new string to your bow.
Crazy lady.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I suspect it might have been there for a while.
Yes. Tanya Batt talking about Bike Month and Bike Waiheke and a number of events. So do check those out. And yeah, thanks very much, Tanya.
Thank you, Chris.
Looking forward to some of those.